Hi, this is Mike Maduda, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
Argentina!
Time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interview.
She's a happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if it was Venus, so thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that.
Let me finish.
Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Welcome back from the weekend, and what a weekend it was indeed. We're going to unpack it for you right here on the show, our review show, where Dynamos scored a dramatic equalizer against Yada in its relegation fight.
Ivan Zrusike with a last guess chance for Yada! Yada right on the stroke of stoppage time. Dynamos!
The Springboks asserted their dominance with comeback win over France.
Here it comes for Lubbock. Soft little touch for Sascha Feinberger. Tomasulu, he's got another one. What an extraordinary comeback in this test match. Full time in Paris. It's France 17, South Africa 32.
And Manchester City's Jeremy Doku, he shone as the citizens thumped Liverpool.
Doku, such quick feet. Oh, that's outstanding. It's incredible from Jeremy Doku.
Back-to-back Premier League wins for City. Manchester City 3, Liverpool 0.
The team is in the studio. That's Mike Maduda, Chris Meadsy, our producer, Sean Tafirinika. My name is Barry Menandi. Mikey, shucks, that Doku goal. That was a nail in the coffin.
What a hit. And he had a good game.
He had a good game.
Torrid game for the young Liverpool fullback.
Yes.
Connor Bradley. Just a few days after he had actually put Vinicius Jr. in his pocket. But he had no answers for Doku.
What a phenomenal
performance from the player.
Absolutely phenomenal performance. Chris, the Springboks, they did what needed to be done. Down to 14 men.
Yeah.
Okay. Before the half, and I think all of us thought, well, this is that's
job
it.
Done.
Yeah, pretty
job
much.
Done.
Pretty much.
But my goodness, they rallied in that second.
Yeah, definitely. And what a distinct, I think, fight back we saw there. I think a little bit more to play for as well. Siya Kolisi getting that 100th test. So big moment for him as captain. So the Springboks did what the Springboks have been doing.
What was your moment of the weekend? 0772-168-045. Let us know on our WhatsApp platform and let us know your thoughts. Dynamos, the commentator said it appropriately. They refuse to die.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable. From Rufaro to Barberfield, Mandava to Nyamunga, all the perfect moments in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League come together on ZFM Sport.
All right, Mel C. Oh, she calls herself Melanie C. I think she's got to be a little more
That's
respectful.
A nothing track, by the way.
It's an absolutely nothing track.
Yeah, that's
here's the thing.
Track.
She's aiming at the gym market. So she's talking about, stretches and all sorts. So she's aiming at the gym market. She thinks she can penetrate the gym market. Melanie C. with the track Sweat, getting us off to a decent start, not a flyer.
Melanie C is which one? Mel C. is the black Chiquita, the hot one.
Yes, the one.
I think she once hooked up with Eddie Murphy.
Yes, she did. Mel C is Sporty Spice.
Yeah, Sporty Spice.
That's why she's singing about gym stuff.
Right.
Anyway, we want to talk about the Castellaga Premier Soccer League, and Dynamo's coach Kelvin Kaindu says his side wasted chances as Dimbare will have to fight for survival on the final day of the season after rescuing a 1-1 draw in a dramatic fashion against Yada in a thrilling encounter at Ngoni Stadium in Norton. The RA Giants were hoping for a win that would have guaranteed their safety with a game to spare, but it was them who ultimately heaved a sigh of relief after a last gasp equalizer saved them from a devastating defeat. Let's hear from KK Kelvin Kaindu.
I looked at the time and I thought, what a time to concede. Are we able to come back? But I saw the character, I saw the determination. Last corner, we pushed the fullback to go forward. His last cross ended in the goal. It shows that slowly we are developing the character, the will, and also the mentality for us to keep on pushing. It's unfortunate we dropped 2 points, but a point for us now is better than nothing. Yeah, we thought this would wrap up, but we thank God for the points. I'm sure we are still a bit safe, but it could have been better for us to get maximum points today. But going back home with a point is better than nothing. We look forward again to the last game. We still remain unbeaten, and hopefully we can maintain that unbeaten run.
See. The Miracle Boys, as Yada are called, sharing the spoils with the Glamour Boys, but it's the miracle of Kaindu that seemed to prevail, even though it ended in a stalemate, Mike, because they remain unbeaten and with a big shout to survive.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got fate in their own hands. They take it to the final match day in a couple of weeks' time against FC Platinum. Won't be an easy fixture.
No,
won't. But I think this is a very important point. Important point, because Dynamos really didn't play well. If you see the chances that Yada actually fashioned out, especially in the early stages of the second half, they could have actually buried this game. Two, three really good chances that Yada missed. And they'll be left kicking themselves, because having taken the lead, they failed to protect that lead for just a couple of minutes. All they needed to do was see it out for the next 2 minutes, and they would have actually put themselves right there on the cusp of survival and sent Dynamos back to Harare thinking about survival. But also to note in this game, I think we begin to see the importance of Dynamo's captain Emmanuel Jalai to this outfit. Just from an attacking sense, there really wasn't any threat whatsoever down that right flank, where Jalai usually is able to bomb down that flank, provide some crosses and contribute in the build-up play. He was missing, and then defensively as well, they lacked that tenacity. If you take a look at where the goal came from,
they came from the side
that normally would be occupied by Emmanuel Jalai. So he's very important to everything that Dynamos does. And I think there must be every effort made by Dynamos to ensure that if they survive, they hold on to Emmanuel Jalai. Because if they lose a player like him, just in terms of ability and in terms of leadership, Dynamos will really have a big rebuilding job on their hands.
He'll be hard to replace. Well, he's currently away with the national team, and so they hope that he'll be wrapped up in cotton wool and won't return with any injury. They'll sorely need him for that game against FC Platinum, the last game of the season. Yada themselves have left themselves with quite some work to survive, but it's the Dynamo story I think everybody is keen on. And Mike says that they've got faith in their own hands, simply because at the moment, as it stands, if COVID starts tomorrow, Dynamos are outside the relegation place.
Yeah, definitely. And they've really, I think, surprised a lot of people, myself included, just in terms of the way they've conducted themselves.
Yourself especially.
Myself especially. To come out of that relegation zone, because Dynamos were sitting literally in 17th position. They were a shoo-in for relegation, and we had sort of written them off. I think I was captain of that team, actually. And when you take a look at the way they've conducted themselves and managed to string along the wins and the draws up until this point, I think it takes a lot of just character on the part of the players, but also, I think, a very definite technical pathway, I think, just in terms of what Kelvin Kaindu's managed to do with this team, with the same group of players. I think he's managed to extract quite a lot, and they've definitely got fate in their own hands, and sitting in 13th at the moment. They're shoo-in for survival, and one hopes that it'll be a different season and we'll see a sort of regeneration of Dynamos after this sort of threat with the drop down to Division 1.
Unless something
they can't afford
happens.
To lose, though.
Yeah, they can't afford to lose.
I know we speak glowingly of Dynamos because of their position, which is 13th, but they're just 3 points above the last, or should I say, in fact, they're just 3 points away from Yada.
Yeah.
And just a point above the relegation thing. What worries me about Dynamos, and I'm not saying that they will be relegated, but it's their goal difference.
Yes.
Their goal difference means that they must play for something on the final day. Why I say that is because they've got exactly the same goal difference as Yada, for example. Yeah. If Yada managed to win by a goal on the final match day,
and Dynamos lose,
it means Yada will be above Dynamos.
Yeah.
Just simply that, because of that goal difference. Because that goal difference is atrocious.
Yeah.
And so Yada will be looking at FC Platinum and thinking to themselves, can you do us a favor? Can you get all 3 points against Dynamos? Now, good thing is FC Platinum, or good thing for Dynamos fans, FC Platinum hasn't been playing well. They've been not great.
Yeah.
But they still remain a dangerous side, a side that can get a win versus Dynamos. So I think Dynamos, for me, the safe thing is to go all out and try and get that point. That point, they have to get the point.
Yeah.
Just to ensure that, you know what, there is no asking, hey, what are the results? What's happening elsewhere? Just make sure that you don't lose. Yeah. Similarly, as well, Highlanders and Chicken Inn, they play each other.
Yeah.
Could there be a gentleman's handshake
for a stalemate
in that game?
Yeah.
Because both know that if they draw, they survive.
They survive, yeah.
Yeah.
1 point does it.
Yeah, 1 point does it for those two teams. Mm. So it's interesting.
I suspect they'll shake on it.
I think they'll shake on
it.
They'll shake on it.
Yeah.
It makes sense, because why take the risk?
Why not take the risk? Yeah. So that's the way that it stands. And that's the area of the league table where we have an interest, because eight teams now are in the relegation mix, and it'll take a point for many of the teams on 38 points to survive. Those on 38 points are Highlanders, Chicken Inn, Manica Diamonds, and Dynamos. Beneath them is Triangle, just above, hovering just above the relegation places on 37 points. Same amount of points as Bikita, who occupy the last relegation place, which is 37. And then Green Fuel on 36, with Yada on 35. And then Quikker United, long cut adrift. They are sitting on their 10 points. And they are ruthlessly consistent. 5 games played, 5 losses.
Yeah, 5 to
100%.
So apparently they've had more coaches than they've had wins in the Premier League this season.
Wow.
Chris,
that is
just the one win.
Cool. Just the one win, the one and win. 4 coaches throughout the season this season.
Oh, well, Mike, I just need a quick comment from you.
Yeah.
Yada go to Wadzanai.
Okay, Simbabora. Not easy.
Not easy.
Depending on which side Joe Lupatla
wakes up,
puts out.
Yeah.
Because look, he's at that stage of the season. I think Simbabora, where you might be tempted to give some of the fringe players
a run,
a run out. Some of the players that haven't had game time over the course of the season, that might play into Yada's hands.
Yeah.
Because
wins in five.
They got nothing to play for.
Yeah.
Yes, there's the tussle to finish second. Above Moors, but does it really matter?
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't change anything in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
The title has been lost. Scotland are champions, and that's what really matters.
Yeah.
So, depending on what side Joe Lupatla puts out, if he puts out his strong side, his best side, his best players, then I think Simbabora will beat Yada.
Yo, and then Yada will be gone.
If Simbabora put out your Ziwochas, your Makunikes, if those players play, the regulars, they should be able to beat Yada at home. They should be able to.
Shucks, that'll be insane. Anyway, we'll all watch it unfold immediately after the international break. That's a week on Saturday, I think it is, that the league will conclude. All teams playing 3 p.m. possibly on the Saturday. To finish this year's season. A quick Division 1 update. Now, Gama Football Club have written a new chapter in Mount Darwin sporting history after being crowned Northern Region Division 1 champions, securing promotion to the Castellaga Premier Soccer League for the first time in a dramatic season finale. Agama thrashed FC Odin 4-0 in Bankert, overtaking long-time leaders Ngombe Awara, who suffered a 1-0 defeat at the hands of Moors Under-19 at Ngoni Stadium on the final day. This came as a surprise for many people because everybody thought that Ngombe Awara would see it out. They've been leaders for so long.
Yeah.
They've led the race, and now it was just to get past that final hurdle.
Yeah, unfortunately, the rivalry continues because...
Oh, between Moors and
between Moors and Scottish sides, let's put it that way. I think they have similar leadership, and when you just take a look at this particular situation, I think a bit of a grudge match here, and Moors coming to that, you know, just one goal to make the difference, I think huge. I think it's unfortunate for Ngombe Awara. Like you're saying, they led for large parts of that season. Everyone thought they were shoo-in, but Moors played absolute spoilers for this one.
Mike, you're also an advocate for spreading the game. You and Alois, Mount Darwin is in the mix now. If they set up a stadium there that's homologated.
I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. I mean, we've been unable to set up stadiums that can be homologated.
Yeah.
In Harare. And so for me, I think it's good to see them back. You know, they've got you know, your Balakasis, you know, players like that.
Oh, you mean the players who've been
some
in
of
the
these
league,
veteran players. As a club, they'll need to do a lot of building on and off the field of play in order for them to be competitive, because this is very different from you know, your Simbaboras, your Scotlands, who came in well-heeled and willing to spend. Agama, we do hear that they do have some financial stability, but are they spenders? That's the question. Are they spenders? Are they willing to shop? Are they willing to raise their salaries, their wage bill? Are they willing as well to invest in youth so that you're not just getting the old fardy-dardies because you're likely to be relegated if you go down that road, but invest in some of the best players in the country. Bring in some youth, some of the younger players, mid-20s, experienced players who can do it. And let's see if those players find Mount Darwin an attractive place to live in.
Fair. Let's see if they do. I want to stay with you very quickly. Quick comment on the teams that have been promoted. FC Hunters from the Eastern Region. Young coach. Very exciting story that went out of Marondera. Hard Rock from the Central Region. They built a stadium, so it was hard to see them not get promoted. And then the Noisy Boys from the South. Blaya Chiefs, they're back. Those are the four teams that have been promoted. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the Chiefs, obviously, they walked the talk. They promised they'd be back. They're back. And it was a good season. I think in all the leagues, it really was a good season because nothing was decided very early. Well, our Chiefs, I think, got a very good run for their money from Mwange. And so that was good for the South. Then you had Hunters, of course, involved in that scrap with Mashingo. They eventually edged it and won themselves promotion. Hard Rock as well. We all know the stories coming out of the Central Region. Shearsham pushing them all the way. And then this one, which was decided just this past weekend, Agama pipping Ngombe Awara at the post. So, listen, I think that one is going to hurt. It's going to sting for Ngombe Awara because they looked like they were a club primed for the Premier League. And now they're going to have to go back into the Northern Region, Division 1. Very difficult place, by the way. And
you think?
Very difficult place. Very difficult place. So they're going to have to give it a stab one more time. But I think it's good. There's quality there. I just hope, obviously, again, that some of these clubs being promoted are going to give youth a chance. That's what I'd like to see.
Agreed.
I think there's too much in the way of recycling old players. Players that they say have got a premiership experience.
Moors has shown the way.
It can be done.
Go with the players that got you promotion. All right, let's give you a local sports news roundup with Chris.
I listen to my radio. ZFM Stereo. The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
So I was with some golf news. Zimbabwean golf star Kieran Vincent finished tied on 18th at Motai Singapore Open with a total of 12 under 267. Vincent finished 7 shots behind eventual winner Yusuke Asaji, who became the first Japanese player in 49 years to win the Singapore Open. In cricket news, Zimbabwe cricket has announced a 15-man squad for the upcoming T20 International Tri-Series in Pakistan, also featuring Sri Lanka as part of the team's build-up to next year's ICC Men's T20 World Cup. The only change from the squad that recently faced Afghanistan at home sees pace spearhead Blessing Zarabani miss out due to a back injury, with Newman Nyamuri coming in as his replacement. To finish off with some football news, the local band of Warriors left the country yesterday for Saudi Arabia, where they'll link up with their foreign-based colleagues ahead of their friendly games against Algeria and Qatar. Zimbabwe face Algeria on Thursday before they play Qatar 3 days later in Jeddah. This is part of the Warriors' preparation for the Africa Cup of Nations next month. The two international friendlies will also give new coach Marion Mario Marinica a chance to assess his arsenal as he bids to take Zimbabwe to the second round at the AFCON for the first time ever.
Ready to stand out in marketing or supply chain? Start your globally recognized qualification at IMM Graduate School Harare in 2026 and make your mark in these growing industries. Registration is open. Apply online at imm.ac.za to book your place. Midland State University is the accredited agent to offer tutorials on IMM Graduate School degree programs. IMM Graduate School diploma programs are accredited by the Ministry of Higher and Tertiary Education, Innovation, Science and Technology Development.
Ready for summer? We are too.
I got a feeling it's getting hot in here.
How you feel right now? Even if it's raining, hey, I'm not complaining.
I got your back.
Oh, when you walk by every night, all you see is looking fine.
Make it the best summer.
Think about the coolest times.
From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport. International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play.
Right, let's go international with our sports news. A very brief report out of the world of rugby, where South Africa, the Springboks, underlined the status of the world's leading side as they beat France 32-17 in Paris, despite Locke Lude de Jager's first half red card. South Africa coach Rassie Rasmus hailed his players for digging in and getting the win, playing in front of a hostile Stade de France.
Playing here, and again, the atmosphere, I think the French can be so proud of their supporters, and it was intimidating, but luckily we've been through this in 2022 and 2018 or 19 and in 2023, so the experience of the players showed halftime. I wouldn't say calmness, there was definitely not calmness, but making plans, and mostly the assistant coaches and the players. And unfortunately, some guys had to sacrifice in the 100th test match, only playing half. So all credit to the whole group.
Right, and of course the Springboks there with a very dominant win at the end versus France, but it started off also well, Barry, for the French. Ran out to an early lead, it was 15 versus 15 at that time. Mm-hmm. And then South Africa, the lock, Lou Diaga, with I know the pundits on South Africa and all sorts have tried to justify it. Absolutely deplorable. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a straight red card, no mitigation, nothing whatsoever, and they can try and wheel out some Frenchman, apparently, that they've got on Supersport nowadays. Very irritating fella. But at least just interpret the rules. He didn't wrap his hand around the guy. He went with his shoulder. His hand was actually behind him. And so they go down. Mm. And everyone expects, because France at that time looked like they were actually on top of the situation, for the Springboks to fold.
Yeah.
But what unfolded was anything but that. South Africa galvanized and they got themselves to victory.
Yeah. They galvanized. I certainly didn't expect it. I expected that in the second half that the French would run away with it.
Wear them down.
Wear them down with 14, find the spaces and all sorts. But it's almost as if the Springboks found a second wind, that they had the extra man within themselves. And so I think great effort by the Springboks. But the French will kick themselves. They'll they'll know that they left one on the green grass, and they should have done a lot better. Also, they shouldn't have changed their tactics in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that they tried to do, Chris, was to go open and expansive. I think obviously tempted by the space they thought they had. They hadn't banked on the structure and the organisation of the Springboks, especially definitely. Under Rassie Erasmus. He knows how to organise a side.
Yes, definitely. And they were also a little bit ill-disciplined, and I think that's one of the things that they'll rue when they look back on this game, is they weren't necessarily able to continue that discipline, I think, that they had managed to start off in the first half. So unfortunately, that was their undoing. And dominating a lot of the position and not getting anything on the scoreboard, I think, is, you know, it's a crying shame. But look, the Springboks did what they have been doing, I think, for many, many months now.
And at the time when they were looking to rest a bit of momentum back towards the end of the game, they had one of their players then sent off, obviously speaking into what Chris was talking about about in terms of discipline. And that effectively meant that they snuffed out any hopes of a comeback, because that man advantage was gone.
Was lost. And any time that it was equal on the field, so 14 versus 14, you got to say to yourself that the Southern Hemisphere team always had the advantage.
Yeah.
Even when they got out to that very good start, the crowd was phenomenal. I know Rassie mentioned it as well. It was loud. They were backing their boys. But you could see that the world champions had just that control, that measure of the ability to kick on. So 14 versus 14. I'm afraid the fat lady had cleared her throat and done her bit.
All right, let's give you the other results from the November International Test. Wales thumped by Argentina 52-28. Very impressive by the Pumas. And of course, Wales, their awful season continues. Australia were beaten by Italy 26-19 in the surprise result of the weekend, whilst England eventually managed to overpower Fiji 38-18. The first half was very even, Stevens, between that game. The All Blacks raced out to a very convincing 17-0 lead, but were picked back by the Scots, but eventually managed to edge them out 25-17. Barry, the All Blacks, the indiscipline coming back. I think they had three yellow cards in this game. 30 minutes played, a man down. At this level of rugby, means that, you know what, they dodged a bullet here.
They certainly did. You keep that going, you face the better sides, you get hurt, you lose games. And that's why we've got a record where, in a year where we are not used to seeing L's on the record of New Zealand, you've got a few L's. And I think that Scott Robson needs to really sort out that discipline, get it in check, because this is a good side. Let's make no mistake, it's a good All Black side that, if disciplined, can beat anyone.
Yeah, and I think that they also need to just remind themselves that they lost the last World Cup because of indiscipline.
Discipline.
That's the reason why they lost. They played 60 minutes of the World Cup final, a man down, and lost by a point. Had they actually kept 50 men on the park, they would have been world champions.
Against the South Africa side that everybody was oohing and aahing about.
Japan 41-10 losers versus Ireland. Ireland proving, of course, that they were too good for the Japanese in that game. Let's take you around the world. It's 60.
Hello, my name is Ibn Itzvith. I play for the Stormers and the Springboks. You're listening to ZFM.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
Let's take it from Australia, where India claimed a 2-1 win in the five-match of the T20 International Series against Australia after the final match was abandoned due to rain after just 4.5 overs in Brisbane on Saturday. In Saudi Arabia, Elena Rybakina continued her resurgence by winning the WTA Tour Finals 6-3, 7-6 in Riyadh against tennis world number one Aryna Sabalenka, as the Kazakhstani claimed her biggest title since Wimbledon in 2022. In news from the United States, Karl Anthony Towns posted another double-double for the host New York Knicks, who remained perfect at home in the NBA with a wire-to-wire 134-98 win over the Brooklyn Nets. It's touchdown in Brazil when Lando Norris won a thrilling Sao Paulo Grand Prix last night as he superbly controlled the race from pole position to complete a perfect weekend, in which he also won Saturday's sprint at Interlagos to extend his title race lead over his McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri to 24 points with three rounds remaining. We're going to talk more about that on tomorrow's show. It's the Formula One report, brought to you by Zimoco.
This is
produced by Hit Music. Summer. We take over every summer. Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
It's Ed Sheeran.
What's up, guys? It's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
It's Dua Lipa.
This is The Weeknd.
Hey, it's David Guetta.
Hey, let's go.
Set the mood all summer long.
Lock it on. CFM Stereo is untouchable.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
Go to our messages here, and of course, lots of City fans, high sports team, and sometimes I argue, but Man City really bit us 100%. Bruh, Mike and Bulawa. Yeah, we're going to talk about this, but I really thought, yeah, you know, there were moments where I thought Liverpool was unlucky, the Virgil van Dijk goal,
which is still being
debated up to now. Mm. Szoboszlai's shot,
yeah.
A couple other sort of like efforts, but on the whole, though, I just thought City looked the better side.
Yeah, they did. They deserve to win. I don't think anybody can take that away from them. And also, I think Pep Guardiola's found a new way to play. It's not necessarily the same that we've seen. So,
yeah.
Beware.
It's a lot faster. It's more direct.
It's more transitional.
Yes.
There's not position for possession's sake. It's really good.
All right. Anzi Simbapa Lusaka. Anzi Liverpool, surely you shall never walk again. Anzi Toto Makoro Water to Agama Hunters, Hard Rock, and the Twitter boys Bulawayo Chiefs for their promotion into the Premier League.
Congratulations to them.
It's good to have them back. I love that team.
I'm hoping that Hunters keep their young coaches in his 20s, and let's see what he can do against the best of the
brightest. Can we make a bet?
Yeah?
They're not going to.
They're not going to keep him.
Who's that?
I fear that they won't, yeah.
Who's that?
Hunters.
Keep the coach.
The coach.
The young coach.
The 26-year-old.
I can hear the conversations now.
Do they think?
Do they
have? Does he have the papers?
Yeah, he's got a cafe.
Yeah, so I think they might.
Yeah,
but I think he needs to hit the ground running.
He really does.
Yeah, because he'll really be under pressure, because there'll be a lot of coaches angling for his job.
Yeah.
The ones that Chris is saying,
exactly.
The ones that say that they've been there, done that, they got the experience. So
his name is Clifford Jairo.
Yeah, Clifford Jairo, right? Anzina, Arthur, you need a bit of luck when you're not playing well, and Liverpool got none. That VVD goal should have stood.
Yes, and in truth, and the reason why there's such a discussion, it was a momentum shifter, because it was going to be an equaliser. Just before halftime. So it changes Pep Guardiola's team talk firstly, changes Slot's team talk as well, and brings out the teams for the second half, even Steven. So the dynamic has completely shifted of the game, but then instead it was a gut punch for Liverpool, and so it was hard to then step up, and then conceding the second straight after. That was good.
And in Primo Makonde, Pumula South in Bulawayo, Man United is doing wonders. And guys, Musada. Well, they're doing wonders.
Which one?
They're doing wonders.
Don't worry about which one.
They drew with Spurs and they drew with Forest before that, right?
Yeah.
No, but it's better than where they were
previously.
I think they're making progress.
I don't think it's wonders.
Yeah, I don't think it's wonders.
They're making progress, definitely.
I think that's generous to say wonders, but certainly progress in the right direction.
Chris Mundimbare in Masasa, not our Chris. Is that our sports team?
Well, she's in blue.
Happy with the point for Nyikanzi. Papayipa, Yada, Zazwadzora, but feel the ground was slippery at Ngoni. Happy with the promotion of Agama, Man United, Ndo, Karwazi, poor substitutions from Amarim, and Jairo Ane Caf C.
And
Akunoita Caf B in Tanzania. IIT Panotanga season, Anenga Anayo.
Anenga Ane Caf B, yeah, so there we are.
Okay, so maybe they are planning for that, or to go in that direction.
Well, he's planning for it.
Hi guys, great show, keep it up, guys. Go Valinho Zagazo in the Nepi.
That's a good question. Where is he? Valinhos. Is he coaching? Is the question.
I don't know.
Or
right.
Fishing.
Right. And the Highlanders deserve these bad results. Why sell Chiwetu when you are fighting for survival? Why loan out to Mushore? And they received $1 million from Sir Wignor and yet couldn't pay players. They saved Dynamos by firing Kayindu. Disappointing season. That's from Rich.
Hey. it's hard to comment on that one because you're right. But I think Highlanders will survive. It's a scare moment. Hopefully De Jong will be able to pull it out the fire next season.
All right. And the coach with Hunters, I know Zingwa, and my teachers, they go primary, I end up secondary. This is Ronald Chagada for Highbury Estates in Mangura.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. All the rivalry.
Goal for Liverpool early on Derby Day.
All the stars.
There goes Haaland. He's on his way again. He's hungry. He's scored. He always does. He always will. Nothing more certain.
And all the game-changing moment.
Can he find a way through? You bet he can. Top class.
All the updates from the Premier League on ZFM Sport.
All right, let's start in the Premier League. Eat our vegetables and take our medicine. Pep Guardiola believes Manchester City's 3-0 win over defending Premier League champions Liverpool shows his side are ready to compete for the title again this season.
Listen, when I'm pretty sure when Arsenal at the end was equalized from Sunderland, it can happen because I'm not surprised beyond what Sunderland is doing. In the way he's doing, I think Liverpool are and myself said, oh wow, have a, you know, they draw points finally, they concede 2 goals. Because in that moment that they run, I said that will not happen. But at the end, we have to do it. And I said to a player, guys, don't do it because yesterday Arsenal didn't win. We have to do it, to believe ourselves. We play against the champions in England, the last ones, we play against them, have to show them that we are able to be there with them, you know, all this season. And today, I think we proved it. We did it, especially in the first half.
City, Chris, looking like an absolute machine. Mm-hmm. Liverpool in that first half was abject. They shouldn't have come out of the dressing room. But certainly a better second half. But I think the game was far and away taken away from them.
Yeah, definitely. A little bit unexpected. I think you'd have expected this game to come out a little bit more evenly, just in terms of these teams pulling themselves into better spaces in the last few weeks at least. So it definitely a bit of a surprise. But I think City, they're just switching into a little bit of a different gear and a higher gear this time. We've seen them rebuild slowly and get to a better place, but this was definitely a different gear.
Liverpool red button time or still okay?
It's okay. I think losing to sides like City, Arsenal, I think there's no harm in that.
Yeah.
But obviously, I think it would have just given Liverpool that doubt, you know, about the ability to compete.
Yeah.
Because they were soundly beaten. They weren't lucky at times, but they were beaten. At the end of the day, you take a look at 3-0 versus City. It makes the job doubly hard now for Liverpool. I think for Liverpool, it's about regrouping and trying to string just a few wins together to bring back that belief and to try and make sure that they finish as high up the table as they can.
Yeah. Is the money putting more pressure on slots, Chris? You spent nearly $500 million.
I think it is. And I think when you are now sort of fully, this is now your team. It's not Klopp's side anymore. You have no legs to stand on. You didn't need any in the last season. But I think it does put a little bit of pressure because you have been given the opportunity. You have been supported by the club. So naturally, the expectation is that you'll continue doing what you were doing last season, which is winning and winning convincingly. So a little bit of pressure there, just in terms of expectation after the club has supported you to that extent.
Yeah, expectation probably is causing the pressure to rise. For slot, the rest of your weekend's result. Tottenham and Manchester United playing out an entertaining 2-2 draw. Mike, you say Man United not in the place they were, certainly headed in the right direction. Why?
Yeah, absolutely, because if you watch Man United playing now, I think there's a greater level of organisation at United. I think they're beginning to understand Amorim's style, and we all know that that always starts at the back.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
It always starts with that defensive solidity. There are moments that they give you.
Mm-hmm.
And in this game, I think what would have worried Amorim was that they looked very comfortable for about 70, 75 minutes until they conceded. And then once they conceded, you almost got the feeling that Old United was back.
Was back, yeah.
Yeah, because they were there for the taking.
Yeah.
And with each Spurs
when it went to 2-1.
Attack, Spurs looked like they'll score.
Yeah.
And then when it went to 2-1, it was almost like, oh, here we go.
Here we go.
But they managed to rally and they managed to get another last-minute equaliser like they did the last time. I think last time it was the young Ivorian boy, Ahmad. Yeah, this time it was De Ligt who had been at fault for one of the goals.
Yeah.
But I think United showing character. They would have loved to win both games.
Yeah.
Could have won both games. Should have won both games, I would say.
And
this would have seen them actually comfortably second.
Yeah.
But they haven't. So there's still work to be done there. But they look a better side than last season.
They certainly do. A side that certainly looks better than last season, a season when they got promoted, is Sunderland. My goodness, they look good value. They drew 2-2 with Arsenal, getting a last gasp equaliser, did Sunderland. The Black Cats looking like they are here to stay. Chelsea 3-0 winners over Wolves, and then Aston Villa 4-0 winners over Bournemouth, meaning that Arsenal still on top at the international break, 26 points, 4 points behind them, Manchester City in second. Chelsea is in third on 20 points. Sunderland in fourth on 19. Yeah, fine, they'll eventually settle at their level, but right now they are flying. Tottenham on 18 points are in a fifth. All right, Lautaro Martinez, we're off to Italy now, where Lautaro Martinez and Ange Iamboni have expressed their satisfaction as Inter Milan claimed a 2-0 victory over Lazio. The crucial win puts the Nerazzurri top of the Serie A table on 24 points, level with Roma. They are playing some very efficient football, aren't they, Inter, Mike? They're looking like they have the bit between their teeth. But will it get them over the line? I'm not too sure.
In this game, they did. They've been quite shaky, though, just in terms of fluidity recently. But in this game, everything just seemed to come together. Lazio are no mugs.
Yeah.
Lazio are one of the sides in Serie A that will give you a good game.
They'll give you a game.
And you need to play well generally against them to actually get over the line. Inter did that in this particular game. Will they have enough to get over the line? They might. Why? Because when you take a look at Napoli, Napoli are hardly fluid themselves. Right. I think the injury to KDB hasn't helped. Mm. He was the creative fulcrum.
Yeah.
And so that's not helping. So the fact that Napoli is not streaking ahead, is not pulling away. Roma are looking in decent nick, but do they have the legs to last the entire campaign?
The season, yeah.
Yeah, that's the question. So I think Inter will just hang around there, and hopefully that's the experience. See where the chips fall. They have the experience. They've got players who've won multiple titles.
Yeah.
And so they'll fancy their chances should it get tighter.
They certainly will. Juventus, 0-0 draw in the Turin derby against Torino. Parma, 2-2 draw with AC Milan. And then Mike was talking about Napoli, Chris. They were beaten 2-0 by Bologna. And Napoli, without Kevin De Bruyne, you think to yourself, you know, he's just arrived. Should he be that important? But and it's easy for us to say because he's the one missing piece. But Napoli results are looking more and more patchy without him than they were with him.
Yeah, he's definitely a difference maker. I think regardless of where he's playing, I think Kevin De Bruyne still brings an X factor performance. Yeah. So I think definitely missing there. And look, Bologna's not too far behind him. So just in terms of competition, I think it would have been a lot closer than this 2-0 scoreline if Kevin De Bruyne was possibly participating.
And certainly. AS Roma, 2-0 winners over Udinese, meaning that they are a level on points with Inter with an inferior goal difference of 7. So they are in second position on the log.
How about Como, guys? You've got to put your hands together for Como, the work that Cesc Fabregas is doing out there. A very small side. I mean, this is a small, sleepy resort town.
Resort town.
Which was like made ever popular by Pokelo here in Zimbabwe.
Is that where she went?
Yeah, she went to Como, is it?
Really?
It's like a lake district.
Yes, it's beautiful. Like a very beautiful,
very
scenic.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Scenic, yeah. Idyllic. Yachts and all sorts. Very, yeah. And out of that, just that small, sleepy resort town, they've managed to cobble together a very good football team under Cesc Fabregas. And they're not just plucky, they're not just hardworking, they also play good football.
Good football, yeah.
Very good football. And so I think Cesc Fabregas, for me, he'll certainly be on the radar for some of the bigger clubs.
I think so.
Not just in Italy, but in Spain and even in England as well, where he played for Chelsea and played for Arsenal.
For Arsenal, yeah, 100%. He's actually a shareholder at Como as well. So I think this finishing up the table is useful.
You can't fire yourself. All right, let's go to Spain. Real Madrid manager Xavi Alonso says Los Blancos need to be self-critical but also measured in their reaction to the goalless draw at Rayo Vallecano. Madrid struggled in the draw in Vallecas, which followed a 1-0 Champions League defeat to Liverpool in midweek. Xavi Alonso, he's saying calma, to use the Spanish phrase, but I think the Madridista may not be listening. I think they'll be thinking to themselves, come on, you need to now show us what you've got.
Yeah, definitely. There's not a lot of room for error, let me put it that way. I think this team is used to winning, and a little bit of a losing streak is not great for Madrid. I don't think the fans are patient with it, and I don't think the leadership at Madrid are going to be patient with it either. So definitely a little bit of pressure there for Xabi Alonso.
He's sitting top of the table, so
yeah, but the pressure, Barry, is the fact that Barcelona have got several key players missing and they're just 3 points behind. I think they would have been expecting by now they would have had at least a very decent healthy lead on Barcelona. Last season we saw the same thing. They led, I think, Barcelona by about 7 points in the second half of the season.
Back,
And they were reeled back, and they were beaten quite comfortably by Barcelona in the end. And so there is a feeling around Real Madrid that 3 points is nowhere near enough against Barcelona if they get all their key pieces in place. Because that Barcelona side has got goals. They got, and how did you respond? With a hat trick.
With a hat trick, thanks for coming. So yeah, be careful, beware. All right, your results out of La Liga: Atletico Madrid 3-1 winners over Levante, Valencia and Real Betis played at a 1-1 draw, and Celta Vigo upended by Barcelona 4-2 in an entertaining affair. It was like a basketball match. You score, we'll score. So very, very entertaining to watch, meaning that Barcelona is now 3 points behind Real Madrid going into the international break. Real Madrid sitting on top with 31 points, Barcelona 28, Villarreal 26, and fourth place Atletico Madrid has 25 points. Quick update out of the Bundesliga: Harry Kane's stoppage time header rescued Bayern Munich a 2-2 draw at Union Berlin as the Bundesliga leaders recorded 16 game winning start to the season was halted. So they finally dropped some points, and it was a draw against a team that no one actually expected them to struggle so much with, and that is Union Berlin. Union themselves taking the lead twice in that game. Rest of your weekend's key Bundesliga results: Bayer Leverkusen 6-0 over Heidenheim, Hoffenheim 3-1 winners over Leipzig, and then Hamburg and Borussia Dortmund playing out a 1-1 draw. So we have time for, we'll build up.
Can I give you a good result from the under 17?
Yeah, go for it.
Zambia held Brazil to a 1-1 draw.
To a 1-1 draw. Wow. Brazil had to come back in that game.
They had to come back,
That's an incredible
Brazil
result.
To equalize. Good result, that one.
Yeah. Now, if we could find a way. I'm starting a new conversation. All right, we've got to go.
Let's finish it tomorrow.
We'll finish it tomorrow. All right, we've got to go. Don't miss the show. May God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And Andy, out.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. No.
All the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's CFM Sport on CFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Muddleton. You can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z-Team on ZFM Sport.
Z.